Our guest in the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
Carol writes a blog on Northeast Texas history, of course, and recently wrote a little piece on titled and headlined Professor or President Mayo's Tombstone. And, of course, folks at A&M Commerce are familiar with the fact that the founder of A&M Commerce, William L. Mayo, is buried on the north side of the campus on Lee Street. And it's quite a story. So Mayo died in 1970. This is an incredible thing in that, and it sounds like one of the old biopics from the movies from the 1930s or 1940s. He was trying to get Mayo College recognized as a state institution, and this was
right.
a long and hard battle, and finally the recognition of Mayo College as a state school comes, and what happens?
And he does.
Yeah. Yeah. But before, just hours, right?
Yeah.
Within hours of receiving that notification.
He had the support of a man whose last name I can't remember, but he was the senator from this part of the state in Austin, and he was really pushing for Mayo College to become a state-supported school because that meant it had the money to survive.
Sure. Yeah. And so Mayo never heard the news. He may have had some inkling that it was coming, but he never heard officially the news of it. So what a tragedy.
Yes.
But, you know, a dramatic thing. But, of course, he is the Mayo grave is there on Lee Street on the north side of campus. And tell the story about his wife, Etta Booth Mayo, and how Mayo came to be buried on campus.
Well, she really supported him and really thought that he was the symbolic of the campus. And so they held his funeral, and she wanted him buried there on the campus. And evidently, that was a major part of the campus right then, because we think of it now as facing the highway and the lake and all of that.
Yeah.
But that came much, much later.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wanted them to bury him there. And she was in good health at the time, although she died about a little over a year later.
Yeah.
She wanted his body to remain at the tombstone on the campus. So in order to make that happen, she hired William J. McKittrick, who owned a concrete plant.
Mm-hmm.
And he, as they were having the ending of the ceremony, he started up his concrete machine, and it was churning as they were burying, him, and then filled it with dirt, and that was it. And he's still there.
And McKittrick said, as this was taking place, in front of me,
Mr. Mayo, if you're ever going to come out now. I'm going to cover you with concrete.
You still see in Commerce, you will still, as you walk down a sidewalk, you'll still see the McKittrick name.
Oh, yeah.
Written into the squares of sidewalk.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, well.
He was a well-known man.
Right. We're talking with Carol Taylor, and Carol is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. So why did she fear that he would be moved, I wonder, or would not remain buried on campus?
Oh, I think it was just that college kids at that time were kind of mischievous.
Okay. Yeah.
That was my feeling.
Yeah.
I don't... That's Carol Taylor's explanation.
And so that I presume that grave still contains all that concrete on top of the casket.
Well, I'm looking at a photograph of it right now that's with it, and it seems as though they have raised it or there seems to be a different kind of stone around it.
Well, they built a kind of a plaza around that just in recent years, and it's much more elaborate now than it was for most of the history of that gravesite. That might be what you're referring to, but
yes.
If anybody knows differently, I'm sure they'll let us know, and
okay.
We'll have another conversation. The monument itself, or the tombstone, you write, was installed in 1926, and Mayo's exes, the former students of Mayo, met there at homecoming through 1984.
Isn't that a long time?
Yeah. And they're still on. Of course, we didn't have homecoming this year, but there's still a ceremony every homecoming at Mayo's grave. Well, it's an interesting story, and there's an aspect there, Carol, that I had never heard and didn't know about. So,
well, I was not surprised, because remember one time I told the story of how she had the Boy Scout troop.
Yeah.
And they hiked all the way to Dallas.
Right.
So she was quite an unusual person.
Right. That's another, there's a whole, we didn't even get into it, but there's a whole other story within this having to do with Mrs. Mayo that we should talk about sometime.
Yes.
Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone.
Carol
Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.